Moving over to r/generative AI, users are exploring the limits of retro-style generation and advanced video workflows. A post titled "Found Photo from the 70s showcases an image generated using Nano Banana Pro inside Higgs Field, utilizing a fixed image of an AI character followed by a second iteration to add authentic-looking gloss and scratches. Community members chimed in, noting that while the stylized 1940s to 70s film border, unrealistic depth of field, and perfect corner scream 2026, the overall pixel count and aesthetic execution are remarkably convincing. In workflow automation, a user shared how they packaged a Blender to Seedance 2.5 camera pipeline as a skill to avoid hand animating every single shot. By blocking out geometry and camera paths in Blender and handing choreography over to an AI agent via the Model Context Protocol, Claude was able to hold the entire scene graph in context across a sequence of shots. Commenters praised this weaponized efficiency, noting the brilliant technical synergy of using Seedance 2.5's native clay render referencing to skip the usual video diffusion curse of melting walls and spontaneous limb growth. Discussion suggested pushing this further with dynamic focal lengths for dolly zooms, constraint-based directing, and keyed light coordination tied to Blender normal passes. Another user tested Minimax H3 versus Seedance 2.5 for dynamic music video generation, finding that H3 handled visual texture and text integration significantly better at a lower cost. Community breakdowns point out that Minimax built H3 around a unified latent multimodal architecture, allowing text conditioning and visual tokens to co-process natively without temporal wobble. While Seedance 2.5 remains the marathon runner for 30-second continuous shots, H3 shines for fast-paced, 4-to-8-second cuts with crisp typography. Over in r/Google_antigravity, developers are optimizing their daily workflows and debating the eagerness of AI agents. Under the thread "Your Best Antigravity Skill," users shared custom configurations placed in the agent skills directory. The top-voted response highlighted a verbatim copy of the Copilot versus Code Ask agent, configured as a strictly read-only assistant for code explanation, architecture questions, and code-based navigation without modifying state or running write commands. Other users mentioned importing Matt Pocock skills, specifically relying on Wayfinder and GrillWith docs for early exploration. A flurry of excitement and confusion arose around new remote access, and a parallel post about building a mobile remote control for antigravity with Flash 3.7. Users reported seeing a notification enabling remote access in settings but struggling to locate the native UI element, leading community members to share guides and script their own mobile solutions while comparing Gemini Flash 3.7 speed and reasoning favorably against earlier models. However, not everyone is entirely thrilled with the agent's autonomy. As highlighted in the post, "Does anyone else find antigravity way too eager to just go and do shit?" The author expressed frustration that the agent listens to half of a prompt, fills in the blanks during a brainstorming session, and immediately starts executing code changes. Commenters advised using commands like /grillme or /plan early in the session, or adding strict rules to the markdown configuration files to prevent the agent from taking unauthorized leaps. Wrapping up the Gemini Flash 3.7 discussion, users generally agreed in "So, do you like 3.7 Flash? That it is a massive upgrade over version 3.6, less sycophantic than pro models and fantastic for long context," though users still recommend breaking work down into small chunks of plan, do, and verify rather than trusting it blindly with massive multi-project execution goals.